Hi, I'm Katie, and I want to tell you about a trip I went on recently along the river in my town to watch bats. Have you ever seen bats flying around on a summer's evening? I have, and they're pretty amazing. So I was excited about this trip. My dad organised it, and he'd also invited a family friend, who trained as a biology teacher but now works in animal conservation. Dad probably thought he'd tell us all about the bats, but it turned out we also had a bat expert on board as our guide. The boat we went on was quite narrow and flat, and it moved a bit when we got in, so I wasn't convinced it was secure. But luckily we had a chauffeur, who was like a driver, who took us smoothly along the river. I found the boat was actually very comfortable, and it didn't disturb the wildlife as it was almost completely silent. As we went along, the guide gave us some information about bats. Apparently, they're essential to nature all over the world, because not only do they eat insects that damage crops, but they also drop seeds over a wide area, which gives plants the chance to grow over larger areas. The main diet of bats is insects, and scientists believe some need to eat as many as 3,000 a night in order to survive. In cool summers when there aren't many insects, bats can soon become exhausted if they're flying around hunting but not catching anything. At that point, they may need help from a bat rescue group to feed them and prevent them from also becoming very thirsty. Now, bats make lots of sounds while they're flying around in the dark. These sounds bounce off objects and tell the bats about their location. But a human ear can't hear these sounds, so we were each given a device known as a bat detector, so we could listen to them. It looked like a radio, but all that came out were the noises of different bats flying around us. It reminded me a bit of, not a choir exactly, but a weird sort of orchestra. And this one definitely hadn't practiced. Anyway, our bat expert was able to distinguish between the different sounds the animals were making, and in all, we identified 3 different species. During the day, the weather had been warm, but in the evening, a wind started blowing and the temperature dropped. We'd expected that, so we'd brought along sweaters to keep us warm. But even so, it was great to have some warm blankets that the company had in the boat. I noticed there were some umbrellas too, which would have been useful if the weather had changed. As the wind blew across the more open parts of the river, there were fewer bats to spot. We were constantly passing under trees with branches that hung down into the water, and beneath bridges where I thought some bats might be keeping out of the wind. But it wasn't until we got to a long, sheltered stretch of river with a hedge along it that several bats decided to come out again and catch insects. We were lucky to see other wild creatures too. It was too dark to spot any ducks by then, but Dad's friend pointed out some owls that appeared over our heads during the trip. They were amazing to watch. Then a couple of swans swam alongside us and made angry noises. We may have been too close to their nest. It was a wonderful trip, and as a result I'm now planning to train with the Bat Rescue Group and to raise money to help them. It was also good to know that what we paid for our tickets was contributing to helping the bats. So not only was the trip fun, there were lots of benefits for the charity too. I can really recommend the experience.
Now you will hear part 2 again.
Hi, I'm Katie, and I want to tell you about a trip I went on recently along the river in my town to watch bats. Have you ever seen bats flying around on a summer's evening? I have, and they're pretty amazing. So I was excited about this trip. My dad organised it, and he'd also invited a family friend, who trained as a biology teacher but now works in animal conservation. Dad probably thought he'd tell us all about the bats, but it turned out we also had a bat expert on board as our guide. The boat we went on was quite narrow and flat, and it moved a bit when we got in, so I wasn't convinced it was secure. But luckily we had a chauffeur, who was like a driver, who took us smoothly along the river. I found the boat was actually very comfortable, and it didn't disturb the wildlife as it was almost completely silent. As we went along, the guide gave us some information about bats. Apparently, they're essential to nature all over the world, because not only do they eat insects that damage crops, but they also drop seeds over a wide area, which gives plants the chance to grow over larger areas. The main diet of bats is insects, and scientists believe some need to eat as many as 3,000 a night in order to survive. In cool summers when there aren't many insects, bats can soon become exhausted if they're flying around hunting but not catching anything. At that point, they may need help from a bat rescue group to feed them and prevent them from also becoming very thirsty. Now, bats make lots of sounds while they're flying around in the dark. These sounds bounce off objects and tell the bats about their location. But a human ear can't hear these sounds, so we were each given a device known as a bat detector, so we could listen to them. It looked like a radio, but all that came out were the noises of different bats flying around us. It reminded me a bit of, not a choir exactly, but a weird sort of orchestra. And this one definitely hadn't practiced. Anyway, our bat expert was able to distinguish between the different sounds the animals were making, and in all, we identified 3 different species. During the day, the weather had been warm, but in the evening, a wind started blowing and the temperature dropped. We'd expected that, so we'd brought along sweaters to keep us warm. But even so, it was great to have some warm blankets that the company had in the boat. I noticed there were some umbrellas too, which would have been useful if the weather had changed. As the wind blew across the more open parts of the river, there were fewer bats to spot. We were constantly passing under trees with branches that hung down into the water, and beneath bridges where I thought some bats might be keeping out of the wind. But it wasn't until we got to a long, sheltered stretch of river with a hedge along it that several bats decided to come out again and catch insects. We were lucky to see other wild creatures too. It was too dark to spot any ducks by then, but Dad's friend pointed out some owls that appeared over our heads during the trip. They were amazing to watch. Then a couple of swans swam alongside us and made angry noises. We may have been too close to their nest. It was a wonderful trip, and as a result I'm now planning to train with the bat rescue group and to raise money to help them. It was also good to know that what we paid for our tickets was contributing to helping the bats. So not only was the trip fun, there were lots of benefits for the charity too. I can really recommend the experience.